This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
I got in contact with David Waters, who's the producer of Songs of Praise, through a mutual contact. And he described Songs of Praise as, how did he say, a very big boat that's quite hard to move. And they don't always find it easy to respond to, you know, news items that come up in the moment. But they loved the song from the moment that they heard it. And I guess it was over a period of about 6 weeks that initially it might have been an interview with a little bit of the track. But as it turned out, I was interviewed by Yolanda Brown, and we made an exclusive video of the track for Songs of Praise in a local church. So it was just the best of all worlds, and, you know, very grateful that that's the way that it turned out.
And you mentioned doing it in a local church. Now, is that not how they would normally do it?
Do you know, I think they do still travel around the country, but as with anything these days, budgets are tight. So I don't think they have endless funds to go to all sorts of churches up and down the UK. So I think it was a little bit unusual that they came and made this video with me.
Since it's been on, have you had a lot of other attention from various organisations and media outlets?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. I think one of the things that is new, I suppose, in our modern age, that as I was literally watching Songs of Praise myself, the texts, the messages start coming in straight away. So it was lovely that it was a real experience of sharing that with other people, which was just absolutely delightful.
Did you do it in one take, or did they have a few goes at it? How did that all work?
Well, we were there the whole day recording, because essentially the way that it works is there were two camera operators, and they start doing their shots a long way away, and then you keep doing it and they move progressively nearer. They had they were very well planned, so they knew the shots they wanted for each line of the song, but also because it's a creative process, because of the light or the sun or the shadows, they were also being creative in the moment. So you were just doing it lots of times with different shots, and then right at the end they got the drone out, so they have a camera that is on a drone. So I have a great picture, 13th century church, St Andrew's in Cherry Hinton, my beautiful pedal harp and a drone flying towards it. So that was really quite an experience, as you can imagine. So on the if people have seen Songs of Praise, there are these amazing shots where the drone goes right up into the church roof, sort of swoops down towards me, and then at the end of the track goes above my head. So really, really extraordinary shots.
Songs of Praise have a drone. Whatever next?
I know, and when the chap had to operate it, he had to put on a high-vis jacket, I think, you know, health and safety. So it was just, there was something very bizarre about the whole thing, but it was absolutely delightful, I have to say.
And do you think you might get invited back at some point? Do you think you could be on the, like you are for this show, on the regular guest list?
Oh, I would absolutely love that. I mean, I would love more opportunities just to get out there and perform, especially, I guess, it's so special coming out of lockdown, as we hopefully will be soon.
Yes.
I mean, certainly the producer said that they would hope to use the track themselves again in the future, that bless the hands, that bless. Obviously, I wrote it with these times in mind, but it's a sentiment which is good for any time, isn't it? So I think that's certainly their plan.
In terms of the future, you mentioned that we're starting to come out of lockdown, hopefully. Are you starting to make plans for the coming month?
Yeah, I mean, nothing is definite at the moment. Certainly, we've got plans to be at David's Tent in the summer, which is a festival that happens right at the end of August. So the hope is that will go ahead. Just starting to do some live services with Cherry Hinton, St Andrews. So that's very exciting. But it's very gently, gently, softly, softly. I always update the website and keep Facebook up to date. So if people are following me, they can get my newsletter as well. All the information will be there as soon as it's available.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. While people grab a piece of paper, let's hear Bless the Hands That Bless. And when they've got that piece of paper, after they've heard it, I'll give out the details of the website and where they can get the newsletter again. Thanks for joining me, Lucy.
Thanks so much, Ian. Lovely to be here.